you're listening to the Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moz Bliss. This is episode 342, covering week 47, November 20th to 26th, 2023. The Kronos Consortium has achieved full compatibility of the Open NVK driver for NVIDIA video cards with the Vulkan 1.0 specification. The driver has successfully passed all tests and is included in the list of certified drivers for NVIDIA GPUs based on the Turing microarchitecture. The tests were performed in an environment with the Linux kernel 6.5, X Server 1.20.14, X Wayland 22.1.9, and GNOME Shell 44.4. The NVK driver was built from scratch by a team including Carol Herbst of Red Hat, David Ehrlich of Red Hat, and Jason and Faith Ekstrand of Collabora. The Fedora 40 release suggests enabling isolation settings for systemd system services that are enabled by default, as well as services with critical applications such as PostgreSQL, Apache HTTPD, Nginx, and MariaDB. The change should significantly increase the security of the distribution in the default configuration and will make it possible to block unknown vulnerabilities in system services. The proposal has not yet been considered by the Fedora Engineering Steering Committee and may also be rejected during the community review process. FreeBSD 14.0 was released. Installation images are prepared for the AMD 64, i386, PowerPC, PowerPC 64, PowerPCS, ARMPE, ARMv7, ARCH64, and RISC-V64 architectures. In addition, builds for virtualization systems and cloud environments are prepared. FreeBSD 14 will be the last to support 32-bit platforms. Rocky Linux 9.3 was released, aimed at taking the place of the classic CentOS. The distribution is binary compatible with Red Hat Enterprise Linux and can be used as a replacement for RHEL 9.3 and CentOS 9 Stream. Support for Rocky Linux 9 will be available until May 31, 2032. Installation of Rocky Linux ISOs are prepared for x86-64, ARCH64, PPC-64LE, and S390X architectures. Live builds are offered with GNOME and XFCE desktops for the x86-64 architecture. The Plasma live build is delayed. Owncast 0.1.2 has been released, developing a server for streaming video and chat. The server runs on the user's equipment and allows full control of the broadcasting process, including setting chat rules. Management and interaction with users is carried out through a web interface. The project code is written in Go and under the MIT license. To upload video to the server, you can use any software that supports the RTMP protocol. You can broadcast live with the capture of video from a web camera or HDMI port using FFmpeg. They added support for user exit events from the chat. There is log of requests from IP addresses with unaccepted keys. Users are prohibited from using the displayed names. Registrations for chatbots are via the API. A modal dialog for the confirmation request is implemented. A new release of Endeavor OS 23.11 Galileo was launched for x86-64. The build for ARM developed separately. Endeavor OS allows the user to install Arch Linux with the chosen desktop without unnecessary complications, without additional pre-installed programs. The distribution offers a simple installer to install the Arch Linux base environment with the KDE desktop by default, and the ability to install one of the standard desktops based on Mate, LXQT, Cinnamon, XFCE, GNOME, Budgie, etc. from the repos. ClawsMail email clients version 3.20.0 and 4.2.0 were published. The ClawsMail interface is built using GTK. The code is distributed under the GPL license. The 3.x and 4.x branches are developed in parallel and differ in the version of the GTK library used. 3.x uses GTK2 and 4.x uses GTK3. Arch Install 2.7 has been published, which has been an option in the installation of Arch Linux since April 2021. Arch Install works in console mode and can be used instead of the default manual distribution mode. Arch Install provides dialog and automated modes. In the dialog mode, the user is asked questions, covering the basic settings and actions from the installation manual. In the automated mode, you can use scripts to deploy typical configurations. The installer also supports desktop, web server, or database installation profiles. Qt Creator 12.0 has been published, designed to create cross-platform applications using the Qt library. Both the development of classical programs in the C++ language and the use of the QML language, which uses JavaScript to define scripts, and the structure and parameters of the interface elements are set by CSS-like blocks and are supported. There are finished builds for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. The developers of OpenSUSE announced they are not accepting any more applications for the logo contest. The voting will last until December 10 to choose new logos for the OpenSUSE project and for the distributions developed in its ecosystem, like Tumbleweed, Leap, SlowRoll, and Kalpa. In the competition, 36 logos for OpenSUSE, 18 for Kalpa, 24 for SlowRoll, 21 for Leap, and 32 for Tumbleweed were accepted. Proxmox Virtual Environment 8.1 is out, a specialized Linux distribution based on Debian GNU Linux, aimed at deploying and maintaining virtual servers using LXC and KVM, and capable of replacing products such as VMware vSphere, Microsoft Hyper-V, and Citrix Hypervisor. Proxmox VE allows you to deploy a fully finished system of virtual servers at industrial level with a web-based interface designed to manage hundreds or even thousands of virtual machines. The distribution has built-in tools for backing up virtual environments and for clustering out-of-box support available, including the ability to migrate virtual environments from one node to another without stopping work. The web interface features support for secure VNC consoles, control of access to all available objects, and role-based support for various authentication mechanisms. A new version of the MP3 0.37 video player was released. MPV focuses on developing new features and ensuring the constant transfer of innovations from MPlayer repositories without worrying about maintaining compatibility with MPlayer. The MPV code falls under the LGPLv 2.1 Plus license, although some parts remain under the GPLv 2. The process of transition to the LGPL is almost complete. Radix Cross Linux 1.9.226 distribution is available, built using the radix.pro builder, simplifying the formation of distributions for embedded systems. Downloadable builds are available for devices based on RISC-V, ARM or ARM64, MIPS, and x86/x86-64 architectures. The installation of the system does not require connection to the internet. The build system code is distributed under the MIT license. This release is supplemented by Grub and EDK2 for the Orange Pi 5 device based on RK3588S system on chip. The EDK2 image, orangepi5.spi-flash.image, is available in the Orange Pi 5 directory and can be written with uboot or mtd-util-s. If you install the system using the setup utility on the NVMe disk, then EDK2 will be written automatically, and then you can work with the board the way you are used to working with ordinary PCs and installing various OSs from external media. The release includes an image for the Vision 5.2 SBC with the RISC-V architecture. A toolkit has been created for RISC-V, which allows you to grab programs that use the GNU libc and programs for microcontrollers like GD32VF103 and many others. The tools can be found in the toolchains directory for all popular architectures. Open Mandriva LX 5.0 Rock distribution was released. The project is being developed by the community. Live builds are offered for downloading x86-64 architecture with KDE in full and abbreviated versions, and one optimized for AMD Ryzen Threadripper and EPYC. GNOME and LXQT desktops. Server builds and images for boards based on the ARM64 Raspberry Pi 4 architecture will be published in the near future. Users of the continuous updated Open Mandriva Rome rolling branch have already received all the necessary updates. PipeWire 1.0 was released, marked as the first stable release. At the API and ABI level, version 1.0 is backwards compatible with the 0.3 branch. PipeWire is positioned as a server that replaces Pulse Audio and differs from it by adding the means to work with video streams, the ability to process the sound with minimal delays, and a new security model to manage individual devices, access levels, and threads. The project is supported in GNOME by default and is used in Fedora Linux, RHEL, Ubuntu, Debian, SUSE, and OpenSUSE, and many other Linux distributions. The project code is written in C and is under the LGPLv 2.1 license. PipeWire offers minimal latency and provides functionality that combines capabilities of Pulse Audio and Jack. In addition, PipeWire offers an advanced security model that allows you to manage access at individual devices level and specific streams, and simplifies the organization of sound and video from and to isolated containers. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.